Yeah, I don't know. This is awkward.
No, I don't believe in God at all, even if I need him during exam time. Because he didn't help me before and I don't think he'll help me now. So I don't think there's any point of calling him.
Look, it's interesting. You know, used to be a lot more into it, but you know, nowadays there's a lot of controversy about it. There's way too much science these days to, like, you know, negate, like, the actual existence of a god. So right now I kind of like to see, like, myself as someone who believes more in science. Maybe there might be a god there.
Yeah.
All right, now we heard from several age groups previously with regards to their belief about God, whether they believe in God or not. Let's focus specifically on the youth right now.
I don't know. This is awkward.
No, I don't believe in God at all, even if I need him during exam time. Because he didn't help me before and I don't think he'll help me now. So I don't think there's any point of calling him.
Look, it's interesting. You know, used to be a lot more into it, but you know, nowadays there's a lot of controversy about it. There's way too much science these days to, like, you know, negate, like, the actual existence of a god. So right now I kind of like to see, like, myself as someone who believes more in science. Maybe there might be a god there, but I don't technically believe in anyone.
You notice how big science is. We've heard quite a bit about science. Science, science, science. So here's one of my questions for you. Is there a place for science in the belief system of Christians? In other words, does science have any relevance to life? Or would you say that science has no relevance to life? What do you think? Do you substitute the God of the Bible with science?
I don't properly believe in God, but yes, I do believe God when I need something, like before my exam results, before I need something real bad.
That's interesting. She said when it's time for her to take her exams, she believes in God. Or something bad is about to happen. But let's deal with the exam part for a while. How many of you believe that God will help you do well on your exam? Do you qualify that? In other words, do you say, well, I believe that God will do his part to help me do well on the exam if I do my part to help me do well on the exam? So if I'm studying all along the way, if I'm completing assignments on time, etc., and I pray and ask God to help me, I believe he'll help me do well on the exams. How many of you don't think about asking God for anything until you need him, whether it's for an exam, a job promotion, you name it? And let me ask you this. To say, God, it is time for me to take an exam. I want you to come through and help me. You do well on that exam, whether that means a C, a B, an A. And you don't ask God to help you with anything else until it's time for another exam. And you say, God, you helped me before. Will you help me with this exam? What kind of belief in God is that?
Not like a believer in God every day. I don't pray every day. I think we don't believe in God.
That's my praise.
They're trying to come up with the answer to the question, when is the last time you prayed? I guess for some of them, it would be a matter of remembering the last time they took an exam.
I don't know.
I prayed in 10th and he didn't help me. So I quit there.
He didn't help you?
No, he didn't help me. I really wanted 90% and he didn't give that. So, I mean, he mean, as skittish as it sounds, I don't think.
Isn't that interesting? She wanted at least 90% on this exam she was taking. She didn't get that minimum of 90%. And so at that point, she stopped praying to God because she decided to stop believing in him because she considered him to be unreliable.
How much did he give you?
He gave me around 60.
Late. I think 2 days left.
And was it for your parents or was it for yourself?
For myself.
Last time I prayed, I couldn't even tell you the last time I prayed.
Last time I prayed, I lost my ATM card. So I thought that I was really tense. I had actually missed it. So I was praying to God saying that I really need my ATM back, otherwise my parents would want my ATMs.
Did it work?
Yes.
Did it work?
What do you think? What do you think, ladies and gentlemen? How do we know if we truly believe in God? If we are just kind of using him, we think about him and his power, his ability to help us when we need him for something. And if we get that need met, we may or may not thank God for having come through for us. And then we don't communicate with him again until we need something from him. And I'm saying, what about those times he's communicating to us and we're just not listening? He's communicating to us through our consciences, etc., and we're just completely dismissing him. When our political leaders say they believe in God, they are Christians. Do they truly believe in God? My guess is some do, and many don't. If anyone has the world's goods and sees his brother in need, yet closes his heart against him, how does God's love abide in him? How does God's love abide in him? We are told to love God. We are told to love our fellow man, whether our fellow man looks like us or not, whether our fellow man is the same nationality as we are or not, whether our fellow human is the same gender or not, the same age group or not. We are told to love God and to love our fellow man, to love mankind. But if anyone has the world's goods and sees his brother in need, yet closes his heart against him, how does God's love remain in that person who is closing their heart against someone who they know is in need? And let me tell you again, knowing someone needs food and they live right across the street from you is one thing. And you say, I'm not going to take this over there to them. But let me tell you something. Using politics as a way of showing how closed your heart is to millions of people who will be shut out from the possibility of doing better in life is another way of closing your heart. How does the love of God abide in you? Do we really believe in God?